All right. So now we're going to do something about it. We're going to make some changes in there, inside your psyche. Hopefully you've gotten a kind of sense now, or idea, pictures perhaps, of these different images of aging. So let yourself now get relaxed in the way that it works for you, to get into a position where you can be as comfortable as possible and stay still for the longest period of time as possible. Your body may object a little bit, promise it, hey, you know, lunch is just after this. You'll have some food then and you'll be able to walk around and be able to do stuff. Promise. You know. So just now, body, just be quiet now. Let us do this work. It'll benefit you as well as the whole of us. So letting your body relax and stay as balanced. Close your eyes if they're not closed already. And as you close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, sense that you are drawing yourself into a very private, very quiet, very personal space. Yeah, you may hear other people still moving and shuffling and getting their position. But let yourself now get quiet. Let yourself create a privacy around yourself, as if when your eyes are closed, there's curtains around you, bringing you into your very own special quiet zone. And in this beautiful quiet zone, let yourself relax, let your mind, your consciousness, go to the appropriate level to do this work. Now it may be better if you are able to stay awake. But this work can also, to a certain extent, be done even if you fall to sleep. And even if you fall to sleep, you're not really sleeping. It may be more a place of hypnosis as you listen to our voice and listen to the sound of our voice as we speak. So feeling safe, knowing you will get enough, knowing you will have enough, knowing you can do this, regardless of your level of attention, you can open yourself, you can change yourself, you can come into youthing, healing, longevity. We're going to count from 7 down to 1, and at the count of 1, you're going to find yourself in front of a door. The door is unique to you. 7, 6, balancing and gently letting your energy maintain its flow. 7, 6, 5. 6, 5, 4. You may be still descending to the appropriate level of depth, accessing your subconscious and your collective unconscious mind. 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, and one. And let yourself imagine or sense a door in front of you, closed. There's a handle of some sort. Let yourself open the door. You're going to enter a museum, a consensus reality museum, the museum of age. Let yourself walk into this place. There are many open rooms, hallways, and lining the sides of the room and the hallways are cabinets, the type that they are used in old musty museums, glass doors, and inside the cabinets are specimens of age. You can walk to any particular cabinet. Of course, they are life-size. And in front of it will be a marker that will say age, whatever it is. And you see, it's lined so conveniently, sequentially. Some hallways have to do with ancient times. We're not going down those. Walk until you see at least the 20th century hallway. The 21st century museum section has not really been built yet. So find the 20th century. It's a more brightly lit room. The cabinets look newer, a bit more impressive, but they're still lined up sequentially by age. If you're a man, you go to the male sequence on one side, and if you are female, there's a lineup on the other side, the female sequence. So walk along. There's infancy, you know, children. Childhood, age 8, age 9, age 10, adolescence, and with its puberty. Yeah, there's what an adolescent looks like, all right. And you continue into your 20s and keep walking and to your 30s and so on. And keep walking until you reach your current age. And stand there, pause there. And there it is. The consensus reality image of your current age. The one that you expected 15 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago or whenever. The one that looked natural for you. And of course, this is for your race, your culture. Other races and other cultures are in other hallways and other rooms. So you look at it and, yeah, that's what that looks like. Your age. Your current age, as you used to think it would look. What does that woman look like if you're a woman? What does that man look like if you're a man? This is the role models that you had years ago. Here it is. All right. That's interesting. You say to yourself, yeah, that's just about right. That's just about what I, I look about that age right now. Okay. Yes, you know that there are some people your age who may look younger and some people your age who may look older. But this is the one embedded in your access to the consensus, your connection to the collective for your age. It is based on what your inheritance is, your traditions of your family, your perceptions, your social group. It looks about right. Yeah, that's it. Continue. Go older now. And whatever age it was you decided to look out the future, was it 10 or 15 or 20? Go to that cabinet now and stand in front of that one. This is your consensus reality perception of who you would look like if, without any changes, and accepting the objects, the images, the mentors of aging you currently have accepted. This is, you would look this age when you reach this age. You would look about that age, yes, you would. How much older it looks, yeah, that's what 10 years or 15 or 20 years older looks. Yes, there it is. More wrinkles perhaps, a little bit more sag, more gray hair or whatever. Or in your program, there are tummy tucks and liposuctions and plastic surgery. Yeah, they've had that. You can even see the little scar there under the chin. It's right there. Okay, that's what, if I don't make a change, if I don't make a choice, I'll look this age when I reach this age. Very interesting. So you turn around and you come back. You walk along. You come back to the current age. But to your surprise, when you reach it and you look in, you're seeing your current self. Here I am. I'm seeing myself reflected in a mirror right here. This is my age. And there I am. And yes, I look the same age as the model that was there. Well, you know, so many years ago, I had this idea that this is what I would look like now. And here it is. This is what I look like now. So you continue going back to the past. You go back 10, 15, 20 years. Back to that self that patterned what you were supposed to look like now. And once again, there's a mirror there. And you see the self that you were those years ago, looking the age that he or she looked, according to the role models, according to the consensus, at that time. Well, if that's the case, you think, that I'm seeing myself reflected currently and I'm seeing myself reflected in the past, I must be also reflected in the future. So excitedly you turn and you move towards the future. You want up the years to 10, 15, 20 years in the future. And you stand there. And indeed, now it's a mirror. And you see the self that you would look like without a choice, without you thing. The role model that you would have or that you have had for people that many years older than where you are now. Yeah, there you are, a little bit older. And you look the age of the one that was there before. Wow, this is quite exciting. But this is a museum. you look around. I don't want to look that age, that way. I want to be more youthful. The energy exuded by this body that was there, and also by this reflection that I see there, doesn't have the level of vitality and joy and spiritual ecstasy. It doesn't have the peak experience inherent in it. It has me always continuously trying to get there. You're almost frustrated. And you turn to go. I'm leaving this museum. And you do. You walk out. You walk out and you shut the door behind you. And you find yourself in a beautiful spot in nature. Well, that's puzzling. You wouldn't have expected a museum in nature, and you turn around, and the door has disappeared. You are fully and completely in this beautiful place of nature. So you begin to walk, not knowing exactly where you're going to, but you don't feel any reason to stand still. You just walk, and you see this and you see that, and somehow or another you feel like you're being called, or you're feeling drawn somewhere. There's got to be some reason that this is here. Perhaps you find yourself in some very light woods, grass under some trees, almost inviting to lie down and relax. Or perhaps you find yourself by a seashore, the sound of the waves lulling you. Or perhaps you find yourself in a beautiful alpine meadow, where you just want to sit and breathe the flowers, the fragrance of all the meadow flowers, and to watch the bees and the butterflies. Find a place that calls you, a place to relax, a place to recline, to relax. And find that place, see that place, be that place now. You don't have to make it sequential. You can just step into it right now and be there right now. Let yourself sit down and now recline in this beautiful place, this wonderful, relaxing, harmonious place. And let yourself drift in this beautiful place. Oh, it feels so good to be in this place. It feels so nurturing, so peaceful, so safe in this place. And as you're lying there drifting, just enjoying and reveling in this total relaxation, you hear a sound. Someone's coming. And you're a bit disturbed. Hey, you know, this is my nice, quiet, private place. And you sit up. And to your surprise, you see, the self that you were 10, 15, or 20 years ago approaching you, a prior self. He or she is approaching as if on a mission. And as soon as they see you, They say, oh, there you are. I've been looking for you. And they come and they sit down. And they say, there's some changes that are going on. What is this? What's happening? And why do you look different? Why do you look different from what I expected? And you say, I look different? Oh, yes. Look there. And this younger self points behind you. And standing there is an empty cabinet. Just like the one in the museum, just standing by itself. And inside it, standing there, is the new role model of you now. A different role model than you had when you were 10, 20 years ago. That if in 10, 20 years ago you had dreamed yourself the way that you can dream your future now, this would be the you. You're amazed. You look younger. You don't look your age and you look happier. That's nice. And you go and stand in front of this cabinet. Well, there it is. Age. Your age. My, that's amazing. And as you stand there and look, all of a sudden, the self comes alive. Opens the door and gets out, crawls out of the cabinet. And you stand there face to face, looking at each other. You and a younger looking version of you of the same age. Oh, this is really nice. You see what I mean, says the younger self? I'm confused. What's going on? And you turn to the younger one and you say, this is me, the youthing one. And you explain to this one, you've made a choice to youthen rather than age. And the younger one laughs. Yeah, that's what everybody says. Everybody says, I'm getting, okay, every, as soon as you hit 30 or as soon as you hit 40, that's what everybody says. I'm going backwards in years. Yeah, right. So why is it this age and you look younger? Because I'm on a mission. Because there is a project I've come to the planet to do. And you have too, that you will explore. This is where you are going. The younger one smiles. Well, that's okay. That's cool. Or whatever coup of approval that your younger one can give. That sounds interesting. You say, look, see, this is the you you're going to be at this age. And the younger one says, well, you know, this explains why there's these other cabinets around. Yes, you say, because, and you look around, there, another cabinet. Let's go over there, you say. You go over there. Your current younger self goes with you. And the younger self goes with you. So now the three of you go over to the case. And that is the 10 to 20 year you in the future. In this beautiful environment, in this lovely, relaxing environment, this case, glass doors, and inside it, the future you. Oh, look at that. You know, that age, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I look like when I'm youthing. And the younger one says, you look younger than you do now. And I say, yeah, that's the idea, isn't it? With that, this future you, the youthened one, wakes up, opens the cabinet, and comes out. And now the four of you stand there and look at each other. You and the youthened you, current age, look at each other eye to eye, love heart to heart. It just is natural because you love yourself and you value yourself. And you are opening to your joy, to your peak experience. The two of you come close and embrace. And merge. Step into and claim the youthened you, current age. Feel the lightness. Imagine it. Feel the exhilaration. Feel the happiness. Feel a tingle of fulfillment. Feel a greater sense of purpose, a greater sense of personal majesty. Feel more powerful, more free, more loving, more valuable. Feels good, doesn't it? Just let yourself drench your consciousness with this impression, with this feeling, with this beingness. Your younger one is holding their breath in amazement at this transformation. And you send a beam of love now to that younger self. A timeline to you. Connect him or her to you. And say, through time, you come to this level of vitality, health, youth, and vibrancy of being. With your love, connect heart to heart now with that younger you. Line the two of you up. It's almost as if a beam of light between your hearts and a beam of light between your feet that says, this is a passage of time. And you open your arms and your younger you approaches you. And as your younger you approaches you, the years are kind. And let that younger you come to you, and by the time they reach you, they're youthened like you. Hold each other. Connect the linkage of time in your reality, linear time. You're linking linear time first. And now you merge. turn around and face the future you. The future you smiles and radiates. And you, like the younger you earlier, is in awe of this future you, who stands there, radiant, loving. This one has experienced a peak experience, and not just once. This one is living there. You hold your breath, and then you remember to breathe. Just feel the energy of this future you. Let this future you radiate. Let them energetically touch you. Let them send a beam from their heart to yours. Let yourself receive this beam. Not just love, although there's plenty of that, but information. Information of what it means to be youthened, to be wise, to have longevity, to know his or her longevity, and to be in the fulfillment of mission, to whatever level of engagement externally it may be in your society, of your personal mission, the fulfillment of your livingness, of your individuality, of your beauty, of your power, of your strength, of your spirit, of your consciousness. You get the information that this one is so much wiser. It's as if this one has lived 100 years, the wisdom that this one of the future you has known, has experienced, has access to. And yet, they look so young. They open their arms, and as they do so, you see a beam of light come from their feet along the ground to your feet, your timeline. Your timeline. Step forward. Move forward in time now, along that line of light, following the beam of heart love to your future. Follow that beam to your future, filled with joy, filled with enthusiasm, filled with adventure, a sense of exploring an unknown that is so beautiful and so loving and so much fun. Feeling more and more of the sense of that peak experience that you have been looking for. Feeling the dropping away of anything that resists. And as you approach that future smiles. That future self smiles and steps back and back and back. Extending the timeline as you move forward on it, looking younger, looking more powerful, looking more radiant, looking brighter and brighter, until all that you can see is a dazzling, glorious light. And the next thing you know, you're on a street in a busy city. People are walking up and down the sidewalks, hardly noticing you. You're just standing there on the sidewalk, busy, busy, people going up and down the sidewalk. And you look up and there is a big sign. And the big sign has the date and the year. What is it? What's the date and the year? Where did you go? Let yourself just enjoy. You're somewhere in the future. Where? You went on tangential time, somewhere. Invited by your future self. Feel how powerful and filled with light you are. You're totally comfortable standing there in a city, no fear, no discomfort, no worries. Perhaps a little puzzle knot. And then you smile. What a sense of adventure. You've done some time skipping too. We're going to count from 1 to 7. And at the count of 7, you will return. And you'll be fully installed, connected. Your programs of the consensus installed and connected. One, two, three, four, five, six, and 7. Come on back and open your eyes. See, we didn't tell you we're going to take you on some little time hopping, but so we decided to start with you there. There's different types of time, and in order for you to master the youthing and longevity, you need to get into different times. So what was that date that you saw? Where did you go?
2038.
All right. All right.
2045.
All right.
October 26, 2100.
There you go. Was that fun to kind of suddenly be in a city in the future? All right. So we're going to have a lunch break here. So while you're on lunch break, have a lot of fun, celebrate with friends, walk around in the sun, get plenty of sun. One of the symptoms of aging in the body is because you don't get enough sunlight, you know. We'll talk about that a bit more in the physical section. So you might want to get a little bit of sun. Kind of programs your brain a little nicely. And think about, what did you see in that moment you were in that city of the future? Was that anything that was really interesting? Did they wear the same kind of clothes? How did they look? Did they look young, old? What was going on? And if you didn't notice anything, that's fine too. All right, so we're going to take a break, and it's for an hour and a half, yes? We'll be back at 3:30, and we'll continue the adventure. So for now, farewell.